When the governor announced all schools would close for the rest of the year, Rutland City School officials knew they had a big gap in front of them. They estimated about half of their students would not have high-speed internet or a computer or tablet to use at home. VPR's Nina Keck has more on what they're doing to fix that.
It's a rainy day to be standing outside in the bus circle at Rutland High School.
This is where we've been deploying Chromebooks all week, as people pull around the circle and we hand them a Chromebook and they head out. So we've had kind of a drive-through Chromebook service.
Dan Roswell is the network administrator for Rutland City's public schools, which enrolls about 2,200 students, nearly 70% of whom are low income. The Chromebook distribution has been going well, and Roswell says the district has been investing in student computers for several years.
But when we started looking at sending kids home without wireless, you can't really do a whole lot. You can't do research, you can't access information, you can't communicate, you can't talk with your teacher. So that puts any student without wireless at a huge disadvantage.
Roswell thinks 10 to 20% of Rutland City students didn't have access to wireless internet. So the school district reached out to VTEL, the city's local wireless provider.
Well, the first thing that had to happen was VTEL actually had to install cellular antennas downtown Rutland. So this is a new system. It took a couple days to roll out because they actually had to build the infrastructure.
VTEL didn't want to comment for this story, but in a press release, the company said it collaborated with global communications company Ericsson to supply and install antennas, 5G spectrum radios, and wireless modems and routers. Dan Roswell estimates the value of the donated equipment and installation at several hundred thousand dollars.
At the same time, one of the representatives came down and basically unloaded a van full of routers into my minivan, and I went down to our STEM lab and sat there for 3 days provisioning each one of these routers off a list of families that need them.
School personnel have been handing out the routers to families at bus stop sites, like at the high school this morning. For kids who do have access through Xfinity, cost can still be a barrier. Roswell says Xfinity agreed to provide free high-speed internet to families who need it, and so far about 100 have signed up. But as many parents now also work from home, computers kids once used may now be off limits. Patricia Eigner, director of technology for the Rutland City Public Schools, says they're working as quickly as they can to identify any students still not able to connect remotely.
So I sat in on 3 faculty meetings this morning, the first one starting at 7:30. So teachers are connecting every day as a faculty, and they're determining what kids need support. And they're calling parents directly. We're calling them, we're emailing them, we're also sending out alert calls.
Sally Stakem, a fourth grade teacher in Rutland, says 3 of her students now have free high-speed internet, and 8 were able to pick up Chromebooks. She says making sure all 23 of her students have what they need to learn does more than just help them academically.
So we can check in with them because we can actually see what they're working on. Or if I see that a student hasn't signed in, I will contact the home either by email or by phone.
That helps her keep a finger on how her students are doing as well as how they're learning. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.